Mojo News would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Hi, I'm your host Shannon Valentine and this is Mojo Radio bringing you the most important news of the week. A warning, this episode of Mojo Radio discusses suicide. In politics, the electric vehicle levy will be scrapped in Victoria. This decision comes after two Victorian electric vehicle owners challenged the road user charge in the High Court. The EV owners claimed only the federal government could impose the charge. The Victorian government said it was disappointed with the decision, but accepted the court's ruling. Experts say new taxes could be imposed on EVs in the future. Federal Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic, has asked Australians to speak up against the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Husic called the attacks on Gaza a collective punishment of Palestinians for Hamas's barbarism.
There is an obligation on governments, particularly the Israeli government, to, as we have said, follow the rules of international law and to observe, in particular, that innocence should be protected. And I am very mindful of the words of our Prime Minister in saying that protecting innocent lives is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength.
In international politics, Egypt has agreed to open its borders to Gaza for humanitarian aid and supplies. This comes after the United States vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have called for a ceasefire for humanitarian aid access to the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military is set to enter northern Gaza after a short visit to Israel from US President Biden that reaffirmed support. Biden was to hold a conference with several regional heads of state in Jordan. The conference was cancelled after a Gaza hospital was bombed, killing hundreds of civilians. Israel Defense Forces claim the disaster was caused by a failed rocket launch by Islamic Jihad, a Palestinian militant group. Biden backed Israel's claims in a press conference, but skepticism remains around the explosion's cause. In education, a student took his own life on a university campus in Western Australia. Curtin University is offering counselling to students and staff after the 27-year-old student brought a gun to campus and suicided. In social news, wholesale electricity prices have dropped due to a lack of demand caused by a warm winter and a boom in solar panels. The price of wholesale power over the past 3 months was less than half of what it was a year ago when the national grid was rocked by high coal and gas prices and power outages. Households will not experience price reductions yet, as retail prices are locked in well in advance. It will take a year or so for the price drop to flow through. In arts and culture, two Australian suburbs made it to Time Out magazine's coolest suburbs in the world. Brunswick East was ranked 6th, and Enmore in Sydney was ranked 17th. The winner was Laurelis in Columbia. Time Out surveyed more than 12,000 people, considering community and social ventures, thriving street life and access to outdoor spaces. And in sports, Melbourne Demons forward Joel Smith is suspended after a drug test allegedly contained cocaine. Smith submitted a sample during a routine doping control test in August. The sample allegedly contains substances of cocaine, which is prohibited in the AFL. In women's netball, Australia lost the third match of the Consolation Cup against New Zealand. The Diamonds need to win the fourth and final game of the series against the Silver Ferns to win the title. The final game will be held on Monday, 23rd of October in Auckland. That is all for today. If anything in this bulletin has caused concern, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, please log on to mojonews.com.au.